Story about two little Aboriginal boys who did not like discipline. Late in the evenings, one elder would call all the young ones together and they would sit around a campfire and he would tell them dreamtime stories and such things as taboo, things they wasn't allowed to go near. And he would tell them the stories of the wearies and of the bunyip and where they should go and where they shouldn't. After that, they would go back to their bunyas and go to sleep. Next morning, these two boys picked up their little spear and boomerang and went hunting. They come upon a fruit tree, in which they climbed and they ate the fruit. And taking some back to the camp, they told the elders where they found the fruit. And then the elders said they should not be eating those fruit. That place is taboo to children. And they should not go back and have any more fruit. It was only for the elders. The young ones didn't like that because they thought if the elders could eat it, why couldn't they? And as they said, we were the ones that found it, not the elders. So one morning, while everything was nice and quiet, the two boys stole back to the tree. They got their fill, but they were cunning. They never took none back to the village, back to the camp, as they knew they would knew that the elders, that they went there. So one mother found out and she went crook on him. And then they knew that the two would have to be in it. So they was grounded, but not for going anywhere. They could not leave the camp. They could not go hunting with the other young boys, or they couldn't go swimming. They was really just had to hang around the camp and look after the things around the camp. So when this was over, everyone thought it was all right. But they used to watch the elders go over and come back with bowls of fruit and sit down in front of their gunya and eat it. And they still did not like that. So when they was right to go out hunting one day, they picked up their spear and their boomerang and away they went with all the other boys. They were chasing kangaroos through the scrub and somehow they disappeared away from the main party. They walked on, and they come to a river. Then they knew, they said, if we follow this river back, we can come back to the camp. And with that, they followed the river. They were skylarking, going along, throwing their boomerang at anything that moved, only in fun, just mucking around. Then they come to this spot, and they looked up, and there was these great gum trees and box trees all in a row, standing side by side, so tall they went into the sky. And then it suddenly dawned on them that this was the bunyip hole. It was taboo to them. It was taboo to all the tribe, for no one was allowed to go near it. And with that, they started to run away from it. And then the thought came about, taboo, why should we be not allowed to go there? We were stopped going to our fruit tree, and what do the elders do? They eat the fruit. So they said, there can't be nothing wrong here. It's only taboo. There must be good fishing or something good here for the elders to get for themselves. So they said, we will go for a swim. They went to the nice, clear, fresh water and looked at it and was about to dive in, when out of the water came a monstrous thing, screaming at them. They stood petrified, staring at it. They had never ever seen anything like it. So frightened were they could not run. The legs would not take notice of what they was wanted to do. It was to run. And then this bunyip came walking across to them through the water, growling and screaming. Then all of a sudden, their legs took notice of what their brain was trying to tell them, run, in which they did. They ran over logs, through the bushes, through the scrub, and they was nearly exhausted when they ran on to the women's party who were out gathering some yams and blacken roots. They collapsed at their feet and was trying to tell them what they've seen. So the women picked them up and carried them back to the camp and placed them before the elders. And when they came out with their story, when they could talk and come out with their story of what they saw, the elders just looked at them and said, "We told you what was taboo. Now you've found out the hard way. If you did not run when you did, you would have been two boys lost to the tribe now." So with that, it shows a point about Aboriginal people. When they say taboo, especially the elders, they know what they're talking about.